Hello and welcome to the CSFL Hub podcast. I'm your host, Kyle, as always. And today, for today's interview, I have a special guest, Chestnut Hill starting outside linebacker slash defensive back, Ryan Jakeman. What's going on, Ryan?
What's up, Kyle? How you doing today, brother?
I can't complain. Ready to get football going just like you. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. So full transparency, I've had the pleasure of playing with Ryan. Ryan was a freshman when I was going out the door as a senior. So it's personally very, very gives me a lot of joy in my heart to see the things that he's been able to accomplish and do on and off the football field. So, Ryan, talk about your expectations for your Chestnut Hill team and the Griffins coming up this year.
So this year definitely wanted to be a lot better than we did last year. I definitely feel more optimistic going into the season compared to last year, just because of the whole COVID situation and everything. And last season didn't really go the way that we wanted or expected it to. But I think, you know, that really humbled a lot of us. And going into the off season, it really gave us that extra chip on our shoulder to get better in every aspect in the weight room, you know, working on our craft on and off the field.
Dealing with COVID last year, I think everybody, you know, was in a unique situation last year. The constant testing, the uncertainty, you know, week to week, you know, in terms of what players you're going to have or if there is even going to be a game. So hopefully all of that is behind us. I work in education now, so even like the school districts around and in Philly are kind of starting to transition past all of that. So hopefully we can just get a clean bill of health for all players, coaches, teams, universities involved. In the CSFL and the MSFL this year. Speaking of that, I'm sure you've heard the MSFL is getting kicked off with their inaugural season this year. What are your thoughts as somebody who came into the league, came into Sprint football with just the one league? During your time here, we split into the two conferences, North and South. But just talk about how excited you are that there's another Sprint football league coming out this year.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. It's just, you know, it means the league is getting more exposure. And it really gives a chance for, you know, certain guys that may not get offers from, you know, bigger schools that they may expect to. It still gives them a chance to get a great education, play the game that we all love. And, yeah, I think it's great. I love it.
Yeah, me too, man. You know, having a chance to talk with a lot of those coaches, a lot of those players, I know they're very, very excited. And we have the unique position of being – a part of a, you know, inaugural team. Obviously you came a few years later, but being there to break the ground and lay that groundwork for a program, it really just gives a lot of dividends to the guys who come 3, 4, 5 years later. So I'm really going to be keeping my eye on the MSFL as closely as I do the CSFL. But back to some Chestnut Hill Griffin talk, some CSFL South talk. What are some games that you are really excited for coming up into your final season?
Definitely week one. Navy week one, kick off the season with them. I think for me, I didn't get a chance to play against them last year due to the targeting penalty that I got the week before we played them. I was out for the first half of last year's game. But we were down, I think it was like 42-0 at halftime. So, it was a bad first half, and coach kind of told me, he was like, I need your help coaching. You're going to sit this one out just to for your safety and your health. So, yeah, that's definitely week one. I'm excited for that. I'm ready to go out and really, I love playing and competing against those guys. They're, you know, tough, hard-nosed guys, and I can definitely respect their game, so. That's a game I'm really excited for.
Yeah, no, it's funny that you say that, you know, being able to, you know, unfortunately miss the game last year, like you said, due to those circumstances. So I know for you, knowing who you are, you're definitely going to go out there, make a lot of noise, do what you got to do to lead your team, your defense, you know, put them in positions to make a lot of plays. Talk about some of the traditional D2 teams that you've had the opportunity to play in, your Mansfields, your Caldwells. Obviously, both of those teams specifically had franchise program best years last year. You got to see a lot of those players, a lot of those players and what those teams managed to do last year. So talk about like your Mansfield, your Caldwell. You also have St. Thomas Aquinas on the slate this year. Talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, those teams, you know, came out and did what they did last year, it just goes to show, you know, that the league is really attracting a lot of competitive players and teams are getting better. There's a lot of talent being spread out throughout the league. Last year, I think, you know, Cassid Raymond from Mansfield really took off. Carl Watson really had a great year from Caldwell. So I think just the fact that, like, you know, all those teams are becoming more competitive and everyone's getting some really, like, really good talent, it just makes the league better. You know, iron sharpens iron. So, you know, just going out and competing against some great talent each week, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, man, I think you hit the nail on the head. This is probably the most talent when you spread it out between all the teams that I've ever seen, and you know, this is what, year 8 for me, year 9 for me being involved in Sprint football, 4 as a player, and now year 4 doing the hub. I said it on the first podcast of the season. I think I mentioned it in the article when I did my quarterbacks to watch. There's never been this many good quarterbacks in the league at one time. It's always been traditionally very top heavy, where you had one or two dudes, you know, in MVP conversation type stuff, and then kind of everybody else. But you just look across the board right now, it's 4, 5, 6 high-level quarterbacks who are capable of, you know, not just, oh, don't make a mistake so we don't lose the game. They're capable of winning the game, if not being the main catalyst of their teams. So I think that just adds an element of fun into the game. Like, much like yourself, I always enjoy playing the better teams, the better players. As a competitor, I think you just have to have that fire in you if you're going to be, you know, any type of guy that leaves a lasting impact. So, like I said, I think you hit the nail on the head. Guys like Cassid, guys like Frank DeMio out in Caldwell, you know, Andrew Pioli at Penn, Brendan Atwood at Navy. It's just a lot of talent at the quarterback position that is going to make for a lot of good football games. And Ryan, coming in as a senior, you know, obviously you're one of the better players for Chestnut Hill. Obviously you're a leader on and off the field. Talk about your experiences at Chestnut Hill. What are some of the best memories you had as you gear up for this final season, you know, your final 7, hopefully 8 games? Just talk about your experience and how you got from point A to where you are right now.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things for me, you were talking a little bit about, you know, my freshman year and your senior year. I think coming in as a freshman, it's a little intimidating, you know, when you're coming into college football. but fortunately for me, you know, you guys were welcoming me in open arms. And I think the fact that I just went out there and tried to get better and practice every single day, you know, and the encouragement and, you know, the help from all the older guys really helped me kind of mold myself into being comfortable on the field and just going out there and, you know, playing my game, which eventually led me to getting on the field my freshman year. And I think I just carried that on into my past 2 years playing, you know, developing into a better leader on and off the field, as well as just becoming a better teammate and trying to coach up the younger guys, like all the, you know, all the seniors did to me, the juniors and seniors did for me my freshman year. So I think that's probably the biggest jump of growth that I've had. And it was really uncomfortable at first, that transition from high school to college. But I think a lot of the older guys made it a lot easier for me. And, you know, that's what really helped me develop into, you know, the player that I am today.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. And I think that's definitely something, you know, I always took very, very personally, you know, being a type of mentor to guys, making sure that they, you know, you want to leave things better than you got it, you know, when it first got to you. So, you know, when I was on my way out the door, I knew the program was in good hands with guys like you and Kobe and Matt Weir. And you've only taken it to newer and greater heights. Just, you know, 2 years ago, you guys had a 5-2 record. So definitely think you're all capable of getting back to that. Like you said, it's going to be a lot of hard work. You got a really good schedule this year. But, you know, with you and Colby and some of the other older guys that you have on this roster, I think you guys can do whatever you want to do. I think the sky's the limit. Speaking of guys like Colby, who are some of your teammates who you expect to be major contributors out on the field, and maybe even one or two guys that they're either freshmen or sophomores that didn't play a lot last year, one or two guys you think that'll really have a breakout campaign this year?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have, you know, we have a lot of talent both on offense and defense, And I think last year, you know, the league didn't really get to see a full display of what we have. But definitely on offense, I think Lonnie Cebulski, he's definitely going to have, I believe he's going to have a breakout year. From the weight room to the field, that kid is a monster. Tyler Smith, I expect him to have a great year on offense and really show what he can do. On defense, I think Cam Goldsmith is, you know, if he does everything right and, you know, earns himself a starting spot at the linebacker position, I think he's going to have a breakout year. Dimitri Lehler, you know, we were talking briefly about him before the podcast, but he's a phenomenal talent, great athlete, and, you know, he's a hard-nosed kid. So, yeah, I think there's a bunch of other guys that have a lot of potential, but, you know, it just comes down to putting in the work and going out there and playing ball.
Right. I definitely am very, very high on Lonnie. I listed him as one of the five guys on offense throughout the league. I think he's going to have a breakout season. I think I posted that article maybe a week or two ago. And I know for you, your internal awards, I think he won offensive or team MVP for you guys last year, which as a freshman is very, very impressive to be considered by your peers and your coaching staff as the best offensive player on your team any given year. That definitely is a testament to what he's capable of. I remember he ended the season off with a bang with that kick return when y'all played St. Thomas Aquinas. So definitely going to keep my eyes on Lonnie. I think everybody around the league should. If any opposing defense coordinators are worth their salt, that'll definitely be a guy that they're going to circle in on. And you mentioned some of the other guys, some of the younger guys who should just improve. You know, that natural first year to second year maturation process goes a long way. You mentioned it about yourself. It's definitely going to be something that I'm going to be looking closely at. And what are some of your personal goals going into this year, Ryan? Like I've mentioned, final season, hopefully you get a crack at every single game, you know, barring any injuries, no targeting this year. That was bullshit call. I remember the call was, but whatever. Yeah, you win some, you lose some. But, you know, you got a full slate of seven. What are some of your personal goals and what kind of impact are you trying to leave in your final year at Chestnut Hill?
Yeah, I mean, I think personally, you know, my personal goals as a leader and a captain of the team is to really just go out there every single day from day one of camp and, you know, lead by example and try and get better every single day and push the guys around me to get better every single day. One thing that coach really stresses and stressed on us last year is not to worry about the scoreboard, but to worry about winning the rep. You know what I mean? Winning the rep that is right in front of you and then winning the next one. If you win every rep, you'll win the game. You know, don't worry about the score. Excuse me. I do have some personal goals. I don't want to really throw them out there at this moment. I'm going to keep them to myself. But, you know, for the team, it's really just go out there week by week and win. You know what I mean? That's the main goal. We're not looking, you know, when we're at week one, we're not looking at who we have week three or week four. We're going to focus on, you know, the task at hand and take it week by week and day by day and just, you know, slowly progress each day and, just get better every single day. And ultimately winning is, you know, my biggest goal. So that's what I'm worried about.
Awesome. Again, us being very, very close off the field. I know who you are, know the exact type of mindset you bring into the game. So it's just the type of answer that I was expecting from you, Rye. But, you know, again, I can't say enough good things about the player you've developed into, the type of person you developed into, you know, being able to see you as an 18-year-old kid. And, you know, now you're in your early 20s and you are a leader. You are one of the better players in the league at your position and across the board. And, you know, I'm very, very excited to see what you can accomplish this year. I'm very, very excited to see what you guys as a team can accomplish this year, maybe return to some of the former glory that, you know, you had just 2-3 years ago. And I think you guys would be very, very capable. And you have some of the most exciting young players in the league that we've already mentioned. So if those players can really get it all to mesh and click and you guys can do everything you need to do up front in the trenches, should be a very, very fun team to watch. And one of the more exciting teams to watch in terms of skill players. So thanks for coming on, Ryan. It's always a pleasure. I know me and you talk on a regular basis, but thanks for carving some time out to come onto the podcast. And I'm looking forward to seeing you play and Chestnut Hill play this season.
Yeah, man. Hey, I just want to say thank you to you. And, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I really do mean it when I say, you know, the coming in as a freshman, a lot of the older guys like you, Johnny Baldwin, you know, Mike Marino, just a lot of the older guys, the way you guys, you know, instilled confidence in me and, you know, helped me just be comfortable and play my game, that really, you know, took my confidence to a whole nother level, not even on the football field, but like you said, developing from, you know, a young 18-year-old and developing into a young man, like it, it goes way more than just football. So, you know, I want to say thank you to that. And all the other guys, you know, I really do appreciate it. And dude, I had a great time talking with you, and I'm excited for some football. I'm ready to go.
All right, let's rock and roll, Rye. Again, I'm your host, Kyle. This has been Chestnut Hill outside linebacker, defensive back, Ryan Jakeman, joining me on the CSFL Hub podcast. We'll catch you guys later. See you next time. Peace.